Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Gary Lezak, Sammy Watkins is back. The Chiefs have $5 million of more room under the salary cap, but also the cold weather is back. What have you done? What is happening? Nate and Jake are complaining about the weather outside. Jake was out in it. Nate just went outside for some reason and started crying and hollering about how cold it is. Gary Lezak, what have you done with the wonderful warm sunshine?
I'm bringing it back on Sunday and Monday. All right? That's good. That's good. It's a good thing. You got to think positive. Always look for the positive.
What about today?
80 on Tuesday. How about that?
What about Friday?
Friday. It's Friday. My goodness.
Seems like you don't want to answer this question I keep asking you.
Well, today, rain, a chance of thunderstorms, freezing rain is possible, 31 degrees at KCI. As the rain comes down, the dew point's 27. So with rain heading our way right now, it may drop to 29 or 30 degrees. A little icing on the trees. It sounds like an April Fool's joke that I would play at this time of the year, but it's not a joke. If it's 33, there won't be any icing. It needs to be 32 or lower. So we'll see what happens. It's 31 at KCI now, 32 degrees in Olathe, 33 degrees in Lee Summit. So it is cold. It is windy. And we are inside, social distancing. And we have to use our furnace again. And I wish I had better news for today. I just don't. 100% chance of rain. And so it's going to rain a few times today. It's not raining yet, but rain is heading this way. So north winds at 13, the wind chill factor 21 degrees. Tonight, a freeze down to 28 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 54. And Sunday, 67 degrees. On Monday, 75. And Tuesday, 80. So warmer days are ahead of us. It is April. So tell me the Sammy Watkins details, because I just woke up.
Gary Lezak just woke up. No idea what happened overnight, so this should excite you as Therese Paylor first reported it. Now Adam Schefter and everyone else reporting that Sammy Watkins restructured his contract. He had 1 year left at $14 million, non-guaranteed. Now he's got a one-year deal worth up to $16 million. That includes $7 million in incentives. So it's a $9 million deal that could he could add $7 million in incentives. There is a no-trade clause. He will be an unrestricted free agent again at 27 years old after this year. But the important thing is he's going to get $9 million with a chance to make up to $16 million with incentives. And the Chiefs now have created $5 million in salary cap space with this move, and they keep Sammy Watkins. And as I went down all of this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, and now Field Yates has tweeted out basically the same thing that we were talking about, the Chiefs offense will now return 10 of 11 Super Bowl starters, 5 of its top 6 leading rushers, 8 of its top 9 leading receivers, 6 of its top 7 offensive linemen in terms of snaps played last year, and one of the best offensive coordinators and head coaching candidates in Eric Bieniemy, and Big Red Andy Reid, and Patrick Mahomes, and
awesome.
Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, and
doing?
This, and that, and
doing?
The other.
That is
awesome.
A lot of I love all the ends. Now, one more thing now. What's the latest with Chris Jones?
Focus on the offense right now.
All he's right. Under contract for next season. That's the latest.
Okay. Focus on the news in front of you. All right. All open right, this. Just... Open this Christmas present before you
it's
start trying to reach into.
Greedy.
Before you start trying to reach into other people's
just
stockings.
Greedy.
Okay.
Greedy
worry
Gary.
About your stocking. Get your hand out of everyone else's stockings.
I'm excited. I mean, Sammy Watkins is one talented guy, and with incentives, he'll be motivated. He's not that he's not motivated, but he will be motivated. And he just seems like a good guy coming into his own. He, you know, 28 is like the perfect age. So these guys, the next couple of years, I mean, Kelsey's going to get a little older, but the next couple of years, I mean, we're going to be like just this unstoppable offense. So if our defense is solid and gets better, it's just going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. You know, that's exciting. I love Sammy Watkins. So very, very good. Very, very. Thank you for starting our day off with sports and good news.
Right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. That's right, Gary.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah.
You want to hear what Jake said about the weather when he was? Because here's the deal. I normally enjoy my drives to work.
Yeah,
because it's 35 to 45 minutes of peace and tranquility. Yeah. A lot of times I got windows down, even when it's cold, because it gets me right. It gets me sharp and fresh. And so now I don't have that drive to work, so I asked Jake about it and said, Jake, what kind of weather would I have driven in today? Would I have had the windows down? And Jake said it was very cold, and Nate really became enamored with the way Jake described this weather. Nate, I don't know if we want Jake to.
Yeah.
It was a pullover and jacket morning.
I was going to say, every day is a day.
Yeah. Wow.
What was that? What
happened there? I don't know.
That's what he said.
He said on his way to work, he realized that it's a pullover and jacket morning.
Pullover and jacket.
I have a pullover, and then I put like a North Face jacket on.
But he answered that when I was asked about what would my drive have been like. And so he was. It sounded like he was insinuating that I was.
Never mind.
I think you can get in trouble for that.
I'm done with this conversation, to be honest with you.
I didn't even want to have it.
And
Nate,
by the way,
Nate keeps forcing it in there.
On Tiger King, I'm getting getting to the second to last episode here, I think. Some disturbing things are happening.
Right. Well, really?
Yeah.
Oh, just now?
Yeah, I was going to say, just now, huh?
Oh. Wow, all of a sudden this show got weird.
The woman allegedly murdering her husband. That's not crazy, but then it gets crazier, right?
And feeding him to the tigers.
Right. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
And matter-of-factly explaining, no, if I was going to feed him to the tigers, that's not how you do it.
No.
I know.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. It wouldn't be perfume. It had been, sardine oil.
It just now got weird, huh?
I know. I've been a little on edge watching this show, and so I was wondering what's wrong with me sometimes during the day, and I think it's because of Tiger King. But I'm not going to stop watching it, though. I'm going to finish it up. I'm finishing it up.
Right.
All right. Thank you for all your information, guys. It is 31 degrees at KCI with a wind chill factor of 18. It's 32 in Olathe with a wind chill factor of 20. In Lee's Summit, it's 33. Wind chill factor of 23. And that's Rainbow, who wants to go outside. I've got my jacket on, and I'm going to take her out right now with Sunny, the weather dog, as well. Have a great morning. It's Friday. I hope everyone supports the local establishments. Go take out your food and help them out right now. I hope you just have a great start to your day. Here is our sponsor, Bob Hamilton Plumbing.
Thanks, Gary. It's raining. It's pouring. Are your drains overflowing? Purchase a backup sump pump, and we'll give you the primary pump for free. Wow, how's that for peace of mind? Better call Bob or go to bobhamilton.com.
We have encouraged Jake Gutierrez to give his WrestleMania picks coming up in the next segment. We also are going to hear from Andy Reid and Mike McFarlane and Todd Lebo. Maybe we'll save the Andy Reid for Todd Lebo because it appears that there are people that are anxious for Jake's WrestleMania picks. I don't know how comfortable he is with that. Jake, are you?
Yeah, we'll get it done. No? Well, I mean, I can make picks. I make picks all day long.
Do you not care? I mean, are you
I do care.
Fired up for WrestleMania?
No, yeah, I mean, I honestly, it's the first thing I've had to gamble on live in a long time,
you know,
man.
I don't think you should do that.
I mean, I'm pumped, but
maybe we should.
I mean, like friendly peanuts and pretzels bets, right?
Well,
I'll give you the odds.
On that note, back after this on WHB.
Here we go. D-G-I-F, 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 D-G-I-F.